Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We just finished off the chapter of fasting in Muharram, Sha'ban and the sacred months. We explained that Muharram, Rajab, Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah are the sacred months. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought a chapter here, Babu Fadli Sumi wa Ghayrihi fil Ashri al-Awwali min Dhul-Hijjah. The virtue of fasting and other actions in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So he brought fasting and other actions separately in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Although technically Dhul-Hijjah is included in the sacred months, he brought a separate chapter, the virtue of fasting and other actions in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fiha أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء رواه البخاري. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are no days in which good actions are more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than during these days. There are no days wherein good actions are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than during these days. Namely, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in, they asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, not even jihad in the path of Allah. So in other words, doing good deeds in these first 10 days on one side, and putting jihad separately, although jihad is a good deed, but separately, out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on another side, that was the comparison they had created when they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even jihad in the path of Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, not even jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for a person who goes for jihad with his life and his wealth, and he returns with nothing. In other words, he went himself to give his self. He went, he took his wealth and he went. He took his life and he went. And he came back with absolutely nothing. That is the only person that will supersede a person doing good actions in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. What it shows us is how virtuous these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are. That they doing actions, good actions in this first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are so meritorious. It shows us the high maqam and the high status of this first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are greatly meritorious. Allah Ta'ala has taken an oath on these blessed days to show their greatness. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ by the dawn and the 10 nights. Surah Fajr, Allah Ta'ala opens it up with وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Many commentators of the Quran Sharif are of the view that these nights refer to the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Good actions done during these days of these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah draws great rewards. Just a quick point that we may ask, that this ayat of the Quran is saying, by the dawn, wal-fajri, by the dawn, wal-ayalin ash, and by the first 10 nights. Now we are talking about the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and the ayat is saying first 10 nights. That thought might come to our mind, but sometimes, and even in our language, in our use also, person is booking at a hotel, he wants to stay there for 10 days. What does he tell them? He says, I want to book for 10 nights. But it doesn't mean he's not staying in the day. So sometimes the night, the word night is used, but it incorporates the day. So like that, the ayat of the Quran is saying, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and the first, and the oath by the 10 nights, it incorporates the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Anyway, speaking about these first 10 days, good actions during these days draw great rewards. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no days more beloved to Allah Ta'ala for His worship than the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The fast of every day equals the reward of fasting a year, and the worship of each night equals Laylatul Qadr. Person fast every day in Dhul-Hijjah equals, we're talking about the first 10 days. So the hadith goes again, there are no days more beloved to Allah Ta'ala for His worship than the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The fast of every day equals a year, and the worship of each night equals Laylatul Qadr. This is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and Ibn Majah. In the beginning, 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the greatest act of worship is Hajj. However, only a small percentage of Muslims are able to benefit from this bounty. For this reason, Allah Ta'ala has made it possible for others to also enjoy the rewards of engaging in extra worship in their homes during these days. One should increase in the recitation of the following: La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar and alhamdulillah. The takbir that we normally read, we should increase that in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One is we listening to the virtues of all these great days and the virtues of doing different actions. Other is the moment we listen to it, we make niyat in our heart, Allah give me the tawfiq of practicing upon what I've heard so that I can also get the benefit of what the hadith is speaking about, and I can also start investing for akhirat. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. That Hafiz Abd that passed away on Friday, his janaza was here after Jummah Salah. That he would run the Hifz class upstairs. Simple person, very simple person. So he, when he would teach Quran, many people became Hafiz by him. His son who performs Taraweeh also became Hafiz al-Quran by him. So how he would teach Quran is every ayat he will read for the student, and the student will repeat it. The ustad will read and the student will repeat. Ustad will read and the student will repeat. In other words, when he would teach Quran Sharif, he would teach the student. The student didn't have to go and learn by himself. He would teach, and that's how the student that became Hafiz al-Quran became by him. Very few people do that, have the time to do that, to read every ayat, repeat it continuously until the student catches it and learns it like that. And those that learn it, imagine they have read Quran Sharif how many times by learning it like that. How many times he would have read it because he had taught each child that was sitting in the class by reading it like that. So Allah Ta'ala rewards people that do good things in good ways. What a mubarak that he had, what a nice way he went. He got a Jummah also. So when we learn a hadith and we listen to these things, we also make niyat to Allah, give me tawfiq to bring it, because the only thing that will come with us is our actions. And an intelligent person, this is what he invests in. More than looking at all other investments of the world, he's more interested is that when I go in that qabr, how I can go with a whole lot of investments. I'd rather be a wealthy person there than being a rich person here and being a pauper there. So the real thing to invest in is in good actions, good a'mal, and these are easy ways of getting it by just practicing on the virtues and by practicing on these actions that are shown to us in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.